Yes, sir, believe it or not, this is the beginning of the end of the 3,121st Sterling Show. You know something? I don't like my choice of words at all. Good morning. Nice to have you join us, as always, particularly on this morning. We're celebrating our 10th anniversary, and we have moved across the street from where we usually talk to you. And we're in the studio building here on 52nd Street, and we're expecting a number of our clients, agency people, to come down and visit us in the last half hour of the show. A few of them have walked in the studio already, and, well, here we are anyway. You know, after every big election, the papers this morning, as always, are filled with victory speeches by the Democrats and statements urging a bipartisan foreign policy. That's by the Republicans, of course. And you wouldn't think that in this modern age of atomic power and jet-propelled quiz shows, politicians would still be superstitious. But I do want to tell you they are. And Connecticut State Representative Merrill Dreyfus can prove it. His lucky number has always been 13. His assigned seat in the House was 113. His birthday falls on the 13th of the month. So when he came up for re-election on Tuesday, he did everything he could to use the number 13. He carried $13 in bills all day, made sure he had nothing but a dime and three pennies, and would you believe it, it worked. He lost by 1,300 votes, this guy.
I knew it.
Yes, sir. Well, to brighten up your morning, we have a little thing called the Airmail Special for you right now. And it's 17 minutes past 8 o'clock. Time is now 19 minutes past 8 o'clock.
Unprecedented mildness plus fine cigar taste. Now from White Owl, a new kind of cigar. Yes, White Owl's new curing and blending process brings you unprecedented mildness without robbing you of fine cigar taste. White Owl now with unprecedented mildness plus fine cigar taste.
Oh, I would like to acknowledge several wires that we had this morning. The first one I think is very appropriate. Congratulations on your 10th year of sterling performance. Our sincere best wishes for continued success. Bob Hall, Fred Barbieri, and John Shannon. They do the all-night program for American Airlines. Nice wire from Irving Fasco, who has charge of our record library here at WCBS. And me old golfing buddy, congratulations on the 10th anniversary of your wonderful show. If your golf could only improve with the same tempo as does your program, you'd be the champion of the world. Best, Nick Monero and his staff. Thank you, Nick. Very, very nice. Thanks for giving me 10 years of morning chats and entertainment. I'm just one of many thousands who feel this way. Hope to send you a similar telegram on your 25th anniversary. Warmest regards, Johnny Johns, BBD&O, one of our top advertising agencies. Thank you, John. And tin is for 10th anniversary, but your show is still pure sterling. Catherine Thieme, Every Woman's Family Circle magazine. And finally, oh, this is a real cutie. Warmest congratulations, your 10th anniversary, from a happy client, Dan and Yogurt, and a contented advertising agency, the Zloe Company. Very, very nice. See, big savings available to you today on the big name in automatic washers, Hot Point. I'm talking about the famous Hot Point Wonder Rinse Washer that regularly is priced $409.95. Available to you now for just $249.95. And this is that talked about Hot Point with the Wonder Rinse cycle that automatically adds a fabric softener to the final rinse, gets clothes so fluffy they last longer and iron easier, and there's no messy containers to fuss with before each washing. You will love Hot Point's color-keyed push buttons, the lint filter, the special cycle for delicate fabrics, the porcelain finish inside and out for longer life. And as I say, not for over $400, but available to you right now for $249.95. Easy terms can be arranged, of course. For the Hot Point dealer nearest you, won't you please call Algonquin, 56363. Algonquin, 56363. You know, through the years, it has become a pleasant custom to recognize some of our special guests and visitors by reviewing the thrilling sagas which are their lives, after which they usually run for it. We have many distinguished visitors with us this morning, and so at random, without any further ado, this is your life, Tom Swofford, sales manager of WCBS. Ah, yes, Tom, it was many years ago that you were born, and now here you are. Well, we have a very full show this morning. Now, here's Pearl Bailey. And the time is 22 minutes and 30 seconds past 8 o'clock.
You came a long way from St. Louis. Climb the ladder of success. I've seen the town and country cars that were parked out in front of your fancy address. You came a long way from St. Louis. You broke a lot of hearts between. I've met a gang of gloomy guys who were doing all right till you came on the scene. You blew in from the Middle West and certainly impressed the population hereabouts. Well, baby, I got news for you. I'm from Missouri, too, so naturally I got got 'em dropping by the wayside. A feeling I ain't gonna know. You came a long way from St. Louis, but baby, you still got a long way to go. You blew in from the Middle West. Honey, you certainly impressed all the population hereabouts. Well, baby, I got news for you. Pearl from Missouri, too. So naturally, I got my doubts. You got them dropping by the wayside. A feeling I ain't gonna know. You came a long way from St. Louis, but honey, you still got a long way to go. You came a long way from St. Louis, but baby, you still got a long way to go, girl. You got a lot to learn. I'm telling you right now, I've covered the whole 48 and I don't know all of it yet.
Oh, thank you. That was the first tune they played for me just 10 years ago this week. Oh, I had butterflies that morning. I'll never forget that if I live to be 1,000. Well, the time is now 24 minutes past 8 o'clock.
My beer is Rheingold, the dry beer. Think of Rheingold whenever you buy beer. It's not bitter, not sweet. Extra dry flavored treat. Won't you try extra dry Rheingold beer?
More people than ever are enjoying New York's original dry beer. They've discovered Rheingold's real beer taste just can't be equaled. Rheingold's refreshing dryness, never sweet, never bitter, is in a class all its own. That's why millions have made Rheingold Extra Dry their favorite. So get Rheingold at your store or tavern and join all of us who say and sing.
My beer is Rheingold, the dry beer. Think of Rheingold whenever you buy beer. It's not bitter, not sweet, extra dry flavored treat. Won't you try extra dry Rheingold beer?
It's now 26 minutes, 30 seconds past 8 o'clock. The weatherman says partly cloudy, a chance of a brief shower today, and a high today will be in the upper 50s. Clear, cool tonight and tomorrow, with a low tonight about 40 near the coast and in the 30s inland. The high tomorrow in the 50s. I'm always scared of this one, but the outlook for the weekend is mostly fair. Remember when he said that a couple of weeks ago? I thought Noah was coming by again. Well, here's a fellow that was on that original showboat. Tyree Glenn. And we've asked Tyree for our anniversary program this morning to pull out one of his very best, Old Man River. 27 minutes past 8 o'clock. Always, thank you very much, Ty. We'll have some news for you here in just a minute. Your time is now 29 minutes past 8 o'clock.
I like those tiny little tea leaves in Tetley.
Tiny little tea leaves in Tetley tea, specially made for tea bags.
When I want flavor in a teacup, it's Tetley.
Flavor in a teacup, please get me Tetley.
It's my cup of tea.
Edwards, I'm an old hand at this. Now, when we meet the Matabar, I'll do the talking.
Yes, Mr. Dimes.
He's the head man in this village. He can get us the tiny tea leaves.
Right, those tiny tea leaves give Tetley tea its satisfying flavor, but are they hard to find? We've been to hundreds of plantations.
Here comes the Matabar now. I'll do the talking.
Ah, welcome, Dime Sahib, the Tetley tea taster.
How'd you do?
I have 100 chests of tiny tea leaves for inspection.
Good, good. And this is Edwards, my assistant.
Greetings, old friend. Ready for a game of chess?
Yes, Ram Singh, and I also brought the satisfying Tetley tea bags you won the last time we played.
I like those tiny little tea leaves in Tetley tea.
This is Jack Sterling. This is WCBS, AM and FM, New York. And now to bring us up to date, from the newsroom, and then we'll be right back.
Good morning. This is Hal Sims with the 8:30 a.m. news headlines from the WCBS newsroom. Brought to you by Dan and Yogurt. Keep young with yogurt. Here's the news. There's another Cubana airliner missing. Again, Cuban rebels are believed to have seized it. Aboard are 28 persons, including an American, who is believed to be a serviceman en route to the United States Naval Base at Guantanamo. It's quiet in the Formosa Strait this even-numbered day of the month. The Nationalist Defense Ministry on Formosa says there has been no firing so far today. The Army says its Redstone missile can now be considered operational. Last night, the 24th test in the last 2 years completed the series. The United States may have another go at shooting the moon as early as tomorrow morning. An official at Cape Canaveral, Florida, the launching site, says this time the moon rocket will be equipped with a special device to counteract any deviations in its trajectory. Strikers against the Greyhound Bus Company in eastern states reportedly have been ordered back to their jobs. Officials of the union and company have signed an agreement for the return to work, although there is no official word so far on a settlement of the contract dispute. An Air Force C-45 from Maxwell Air Force Base crashed late last night near Town Creek, Alabama, killing the pilot. The three other airmen aboard were injured. 21 men marooned on an Arctic Ocean ice island are described by the Alaskan Air Command as in no immediate danger. The men, 11 airmen, 9 scientists, and Father Tom Cunningham, a noted expert on the polar regions, were marooned Sunday when the island broke in half during a violent polar storm. The Air Command is ready to rescue the men as soon as the storm abates. Gunmen killed the manager of a British bank on Cyprus today. The victim was the 20th Briton to die since October 1st, when the Greek Cypriot underground revived its campaign of violence. You'll look better because you'll feel better. You get that young, glad-to-be-alive feeling with Dannon yogurt. Because there's magic in those Dannon cultures. Magical goodness that can mean tingling new fitness, a clear glowing complexion, and a trim new waistline for you. Dannon yogurt is so satisfying, it helps you stick to that diet of yours. More satisfying than milk, but with far less calories and twice as easy to digest. It's the perfect food that science made better. And there's a Dannon flavor to suit every taste, tangy, plain, or sweet and smooth fruit flavors. No matter which kind turns out to be your favorite, Dannon yogurt will do wonders for you. So keep young with yogurt. Dannon makes yogurt best. Dannon makes yogurt only. You look so great because you feel so grand. Yogurt does it, and Dannon is the brand. Now here's the weather forecast for New York City and vicinity, including northern New Jersey, Long Island, and nearby Connecticut. Partly cloudy with a chance of a brief shower today and the high in the upper 50s. Mostly clear tonight and tomorrow with a low tonight about 40 along the coast and in the 30s inland and tomorrow's high in the 50s. The outlook for the weekend is mostly fair and cool. At the Weather Bureau at the Battery, it's partly cloudy. The present New York City temperature is 50 degrees. The humidity is 94%. The barometer is 29.82 and rising. The wind is southwest at 9 miles an hour. The present New York City temperature, 50 degrees. This has been the 8:30 a.m. news headlines from the WCBS newsroom, brought to you by Dannon Yogurt. Keep young with yogurt. Hal Sims reporting. The next news broadcast will be at 9 o'clock. This is New York, WCBS AM and FM.
Well, thank you very much, Hal, and good morning. Good morning. We're in a different studio this morning. Perhaps you notice a different sound. We moved away from our regular closet that made good up on the 21st floor, and we're over here in a big audience studio. We have a number of our salesmen, clients, and agency folks visiting us today. I should like to have you all know that we don't usually look this good at this time of the morning. We dressed up for this occasion here. You should see some of the sports shirts some of these characters come in with some morning. That Andy Fitz has got a wardrobe like nobody I've ever seen. Oh, you know, TV repairmen come in for a lot of kidding, but they don't always have to have it too easy themselves. One poor TV guy told me the other day about a call out in our neighborhood. Went out one of the last rainy weekends we had. It was at night, but the poor woman sounded so distressed. She said, "Our favorite program is on, and the picture is so blurred, my husband and I just can't see it at all." So he packed up his tools and his tubes, went to the woman's house. She met him at the door, and she says, "Oh, we don't need you now. We found the trouble. We got on each other's glasses by mistake." Terrible. Here's Tony Ouellette, the piano, Sweet Georgia Brown. And your time is now 8:35. Tony? Thank you.
Thank you, Tony.
Very, very nice. And the time is now 8:37.
We got a cookie.
Gee, what a cookie.
Sunshine Hydrox cookies. Let's eat Hydrox, can't beat Hydrox. Sunshine Hydrox cookies. Two chocolate cookies.
Vanilla cream.
Make one unbeatable, eatable team. Sunshine Hydrox.
Have you heard?
The original cream-filled chocolate cookie.
It's superb.
Superb, superber, superbest. That may be bad grammar, but it's a good way to describe Sunshine Hydrox cookies. You just imagine two crisp, chocolatey wafers with just the right amount of luscious, satiny vanilla cream in between. And that's Sunshine Hydrox. Only Sunshine knows the secret of keeping chocolate wafers so deliciously crisp when filled with dreamy, smooth vanilla cream. And don't you be fooled by the lookalikes. Be sure and get Sunshine Hydrox, the original cream-filled chocolate cookie for 50 years, just the finest. You know, party time, dinner time, any time, there's a Markel paper napkin that's just right for every occasion. You have a choice of regular white, giant dinner size, pastel-colored napkins. They're all extra soft, extra absorbent, and they're made to stay on your lap where they belong. I don't think there's anything more annoying than a napkin that keeps slipping off. And when you get your Markel paper napkins, remove the top and you've got a gate table dispenser ready to serve Markel napkins one at a time or by a handful. And to add a pleasant touch to get-togethers, take advantage of Markel's free monogrammed cocktail napkin offer. 60 beautifully embossed cocktail napkins, ideal for both indoor and outdoor entertaining, are yours absolutely free with coupons from every box of Markel paper napkins. No greater value, no finer quality at any price than Markel. Well, here we go reminiscing again. What kind of a 10 years has this been? Ah, the memories of it all bring tears to my eyes. Actually, it wasn't that bad. Tony, could you give me some reminiscence-type music which will give me a chance to wipe my eyes and put me in the proper mood to dig into the file cabinet of my memories? Sounds like the NBC chimes. But anyway, the picture of that first day on WCBS is coming into focus now. Wait a minute, somebody's got his finger in front of the lens. Ah, yes. That first day. I was on time that day. Old 99 was still young then. Besides, I wasn't taking it. I lived in town, four blocks from here. Once I got a cab, it only took me 35 minutes to get to the studio. Very strange getting up at 5 in the morning. Up to then, I thought that 5 a.m. came only once a year on January 1st when you were coming home half-loaded, you know. So here I was on that historic November morning, raring to go, back to bed. The rest is history. Three commercials mixed up, seven wrong time signals, two incorrect song titles given, five missed station breaks. Not bad for one morning's work, when you think about it. And that's what I was afraid it would turn out to be. One morning's work. But the management was well aware that I was nervous. They were patient and kind. But of course, that's the way they are here at WCBS. Besides, I later learned they were unable to find any other dope who'd get up at this hour. You know. So much for the first show. I see that I only have time to touch on some of the highlights of those memorable 10 years. There was the day that our engineer, Lee Dressner, joined the show. Let us pay tribute where it's due. Lee Dressner, the man who never missed a cue. Lee Dressner, who's never been sick. Physically. And Lee Dressner, who made the recorded burp an integral part of show business. I turn a few pages of time, we come to the day when our studio first resounded to the pitter-patter of little feet, belonging to five musicians. Wasn't easy for them at first. Took Tony or Tyree Glenn at least 5 weeks to learn to play the trombone while yawning. And will I ever forget the expression on Buddy Jones' face when I told the first joke on the air? Only wish I could. Was he ever grim? But the next day he laughed. It takes some people a little longer to get jokes than others, you know. Yeah. The time is now 8:42.
This is your stewardess, Nancy Starr. We know you'll enjoy your flight on National Airlines, where radar finds the smoothest route.
It's open house in Cuba now through November 30th. A personal welcome for everyone has been arranged by the new Cuba Association. Yes, now's the time to fly to Havana. Make your reservations on National Airlines.
Honey child, honey baby, honey lamb, honey pork, honey beef. if I didn't care.
Put it like this, would I look this way?
And could I be sure that this were love beyond compare? Would all this be true if I didn't care? Are you?
Thank you.
Thank you.
8:45 is your time now. The weatherman says partly cloudy, a chance of a brief shower sometime today with a high in the upper 50s. Clear and cool tonight and tomorrow with a low tonight about 40 near the coast. It's going to get pretty chilly inland in the 30s tonight. The high tomorrow back in the 50s. The humidity is 86%. The temperature in New York this morning, 50 degrees.
Happy surprise, oh happy surprise. Keebler Saltines have a new slim size.
A new slim size.
A new trim shape.
A flavor
only
Keebler can bake.
Keebler Saltines, always crisp, fresh, and salted just right. And now, for convenience sake, Keebler Saltines have a new trim shape.
Happy surprise, oh happy surprise. Keebler Saltines have a new slim size.
For soups, spreads, or just as a snack, get new slim size saltines in the new white pack.
Happy surprise, oh happy surprise. Keebler Saltines have a new slim size
in a new white pack.
That's a feast for the eyes.
Keebler
Saltines, new slim size.
Now, every once in a while, we do our impersonation of the Mummers Parade down in Philadelphia. It takes place on New Year's morning. Tyree gets out the banjo, and what is that awful instrument that Andy plays on?
I don't know.
Well, anyway.
Fish horn.
Fish horn, that's what it is, yeah. And I'm looking over a four-leaf clover. All right, the time is now 8:46. Thank you very much. And your time is...
We got to get a pistol shot to end
that. Yeah, we have to. That's all. Probably get a nasty wire from Spike Jones one of these days, but anyway. The time is now 12 minutes. 12 minutes before 9 o'clock.
Instant Chase and Sanborn has what it takes. The full bloom of coffee before your flavor breaks.
You know, we are so sure that you will like this improved product that I've been talking about, Instant Chase and Sanborn. We now make it possible for you to get a free jar just for trying it. Here is the deal. To get your coupon for your free jar, just send your Instant Chase and Sanborn label to Chase and Sanborn, Box 979, Brooklyn 1, New York. Remember that now, will you? Chase and Sanborn, Box 979, Brooklyn 1, New York. Send the label. Don't forget your name and address. We will send you by return mail a coupon which you take to your grocers and redeem for a jar for free. The offer is limited to one coupon per family, and the offer expires December 31st. Say, I have another one for you. A chance to try all three Mighty Fine Chiffon flavors absolutely free. Mighty Fine Chocolate Chiffon, Lemon, and Orange, too. You try three boxes of Mighty Fine Chiffon, and you get all three for free. You just mail in the box tops of any three chiffon packages, and they will refund you the full purchase price plus postage. This is the light dessert that we've been telling you about. So send three box tops to me, Jack Sterling, 485 Madison Avenue. This is Mighty Fine Chiffon Pudding or Pie Filling. Don't forget your name and address, and we will refund the full purchase price that you paid. Be sure to put Mighty Fine on the outside of the envelope, will you? Mighty Fine, Mighty Fine. Now, what do we have next here? Have a little record. Give us a little breather before we get to the jam session at the finish here. This is Peggy Lee's Jump for Joy. Your time is now 8:50, 10 minutes before 9 o'clock.
Hey, fare thee well, land of cotton, cotton life is out of style. Honey child, jump for joy. Don't you grieve, little Eve. All the hounds, I do believe, have been killed. Ain't you thrilled? Jump for joy. Have you seen pastures groovy? Green pastures was just a Technicolor movie. When you stomp up to heaven and you meet old St. Pete, tell that boy to jump for joy. Step right in, give Pete some skin and jump for joy. Technicolor movie. When you stomp up to heaven and you meet old St. Pete, tell that boy to jump for joy. Step right in, give Pete some skin and jump for joy. Oh, joy. Yes, joy. Just jump for joy.
Your time is now 8 minutes before 9 o'clock. All right, Tyree, I'll get it. Breyer's calling. And Breyer's newest bonus flavor is a taste tempter you just can't afford to miss, and you will save money here, too. We're saving you lots of money this morning. But on this one, up to 29 cents on a half-gallon package. And you will enjoy every creamy spoonful of Breyer's Butterscotch Twirl Ice Cream. It's wonderful ice cream. Anytime you have anything with a Breyer's label, of course, you can depend on top quality. And this is a new one in the line. Now, our regular flavors remain at $1.29 a half-gallon package. But now, during the bonus flavor special, you can buy a package of Breyer's Butterscotch Twirl Ice Cream for $1. And you will love every tempting spoonful of this ice cream. It's real bean vanilla and golden streams of old-fashioned butterscotch. I haven't had a chance to try this one yet, but I'm certainly going to very soon, and I hope you will, too. Look for that store in your neighborhood that displays the friendly, bright Breyer's green leaf sign of quality. You get this butterscotch twirl for $1. So if you have a little extra room in the freezing compartment or the your deep freeze, stock up on it. Now, it's 7 minutes before 9 o'clock. We're always eager to hear a thrilling story of true crime from that human bloodhound of Scotland Yard, Inspector Flatarch. When the inspector tells a story of an unsolved crime, it's easy to see why he's called the human bloodhound. Well, it's easy to see why he's called a bloodhound. Sometimes it's not easy to see why they call him human. But anyway, here he is from the yard, the inspector. There it is, Flatarch here. Oh, I'll never forget the famous and mysterious Huddlesford kidnapping. I recall that I was in a deep fog at the time. Weather was quite clear. And suddenly, we got word at the yard. A chap had returned home after being up all night. Told his wife he'd been kidnapped. We were called in to investigate. My superior at that time was Sir Reginald Roughing Tate, later Duke of Patupa. One of the famous Poopoopa Dukes, you know. Well, I was sent out on the case with Sergeant Skinpate. That was later Sir Cedric Hardwick. We interviewed the chap who'd been kidnapped, name of Alf Palf. Seems he'd come home in the early light of dawn, his wife met him at the door. Noticing he was staggering slightly, she asked him where he'd been. He told her he'd been kidnapped but had escaped. Rum go. Said he'd been held captive in an old building that looked like a brewery. Or perhaps it could have been a lumber yard. Found a number of things to corroborate his story. He smelled like a brewery and had sawdust all over him, you know. I would have questioned him further, but he said he had a rather headache. He was looking seedy, bloodshot eyes and all, so we let him pop off to bed. Never did trace any of the kidnappers. Baffling case, what?
The old flat arch.
Now the time is 4.5 minutes before 9 o'clock. Let's get right into our jam session here, shall we, for the folks in the studio and at home. That's a plenty. 4.5 minutes before 9 now. Well, thank you all for coming down to the studio this morning. Looks like we're going to have a fairly nice day. And I'd like to say to you at home, thank you very, very much for making these last 10 years possible. I hope we'll be together for a long, long time. This is Jack Sterling. Have a good day, and remember, you can make it a better day for somebody else.